What up, world? It's your boy E letting you know we are now proud members of the Visionaries Global Media family. That's right, catch us Wednesdays on Visionaries Global Media.
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
This is Nattering with E with your host, Eric Friedlander.
This is Frigid A with Eric and SJ. What up, world? It's your boy E coming at you from the Nattering with E Studios. I'm joined today, as always, by my good pal and co-host, Miss SJ. SJ, what is going on?
Not a lot, just chillaxing after a fun weekend, after winning a big $500 this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Finally
happened. I love the fact that we did that episode where you're talking about the socials and you were like, you know, every time I go, I never friggin' win. And then finally, after our episode, it happened. And I was like, yes, hell yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Like when I heard my numbers, I'm like, fuck yeah. There's what running up and got my money. I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome. That is so great. I'm so happy for you for that. Cause I was pulling for you. So, yes.
Thank you.
So today we're gonna talk about one of our most favorite things, which is previous decades. Normally as you know from before, we were talking about the 90s with our good pal Bauerhausen. I refuse to call him by his legal name, David, although I just did. But Bauer, we miss you terribly, man. Thank you so much for listening still. It's great. And today we're going to be talking about the 80s. And just like Marty McFly and Doc Brown, we're going back in time. And we're getting in our DeLorean. And going back to the 80s. So, SJ, we were talking off air about music, movies, sports, and wrestling. So let's go with, we'll do some music and then we'll go into movies. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fine. Whatever works.
All right. So music. So music. Michael Jackson, George Michael, Whitney Houston, Duran Duran, Poison, Thin Lizzy, and Madonna. Who had the biggest influence on your childhood?
Well, I mean, Madonna was pretty good. Like I've listened to like a lot of her music. Like I said, like my sister had cassettes of her and everything, so I got a good listen of her. So I follow a lot of her music. Poison, definitely. I'm a big fan of hair metal music, so Poison's definitely up there on my top 80s bands that I enjoy. Like I've seen them in concerts so many times, met Bret Michaels a couple times, met the whole band once. So yeah, Poison's probably definitely my favorite one of the 80s.
That's awesome. I knew a girl actually who dated Bret Michaels. She was like 28 and he was like 54 at the time, but hey man, gotta do what you gotta do, right? Love is love, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Really? When was that?
2014.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I thought he was with his baby mama for a while there. Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Maybe it was a groupie or something. I don't know. It was. I saw
probably.
I saw. Do you ever listen? Do you ever follow the Hard News Times on Instagram?
Hard News Times? No.
I haven't. It's a like satire newspaper where they have like hilarious headlines. So one of them was Christian rock band groupie waiting till marriage before she goes backstage.
Oh dear God.
So
wow. So, wow.
So when I think of bands from the 80s like Poison or Skid Row or even Thin Lizzy and Metallica, I'm always thinking about the groupies. So I was like, that headline rules. That headline is great. So
Oh yeah, I'm sure they've all had their share of groupies back in the day.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
No. I remember starting a band once years ago. Like we only played one gig, but we all said, like, if we get famous, we're doing it for the groupies. We're not doing it
Groupies is
anything else.
the best part.
And then we only played the one gig, and it's like no fans.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
good.
no doubt. Well, since we're on the music topic, I'm not sure if you knew back in the day, actually, there was a music festival that was held in Moscow because they had the Berlin Walls tore down. And because the Berlin Wall was torn down, they had like bands like Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, Scorpions, Skid Row. They had this rock festival to celebrate the wall coming down.
That's amazing. I think it's on YouTube or.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, it was like in 1989.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. I was 1 year old, so I wouldn't have attended.
I think I was 5.
Nice.
I was 5 years old at the time.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Did you ever see okay, so confession for you. This is episode number 5, and I've known SJ for just a little over a year, and we literally connected because we were the only two Canadians in this Discord. So I was that we that were both in, and I was like, oh my God, like I must connect with this lady. Anyways, long story short, we talk basically every day, like 5 times a day, and probably one of the coolest things that I've heard you say, amongst the many, was when you told that Godsmack story where you were like, yeah, we got tickets. They didn't tell us who the other band was. And then you're like, yeah, the other band was Metallica. And I was
Oh, I was surprised too. Like, I didn't even fucking know they were in town that time. And I'm like, oh my God. And I worked in a freaking music store.
like, so did you meet like Lars and James Hetfield and all
Oh
those
God,
guys?
no.
Yeah.
No, it was just just a concert of theirs. Like, yeah, that was my first time seeing them.
That's awesome. Because I
Yeah, it
was
was so good.
my follow-up, if you had seen them, was going to be like, did you tell Lars Ulrich that thank you for getting rid of Napster at the
Oh, trust me, that would have been up there and be like, excuse me. Just kidding. I love,
time?
like, I may have worked in a music store, but I fucking love Napster.
Yeah. Like we're on Spotify for the pod, and I'm just like, I can't imagine life without like I pay for the premium Spotify so I can download like multiple playlists and stuff, and we're both such music addicts that I can't imagine not having a service like that.
Yeah, I know, same here. I pay Spotify Premium too. I mean, that's why pretty much that's the only link I share on X slash Twitter all the time is the Spotify link, because that's all I listen to.
Yeah, it's great. Prior to us coming on air, we were I was trying to show SJ some 80s playlists, and some of the bands that were on one of these playlists, I had no idea that they were big in the 80s. Like I thought they had long broken up. So one for me, the big one for me was Fleetwood Mac. I was like, I had no idea that they were still putting out albums in the 80s. Like I was like, I thought they were done after like 77, but apparently not. So,
Nope, they're still going strong, those ones. Like, I know they stopped touring after their one bandmate passed away recently,
yes,
but they were going for the longest time.
yeah. Were you big into the Were you ever big into them or not really?
Not my family didn't really listen to Fleetwood Mac much, to be honest.
Yeah, for
Yeah,
me.
like I only know like a couple of Stevie Nicks and solo stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah, for me it was I'm sort of the same. Like I know all the classics. I couldn't name you like one of their obscure songs, for instance, but that was a surprise. And then I found that bands like in the 80s and the 90s They literally had a lot of one-hit wonders. But then there's like, so one band that sticks out for me was the Proclaimers, like, and I Would Walk 500 Miles.
I know that one.
So apparently they had more than that song. Like, there's one where it's I Got a Letter from America, and I was like, I have never heard this song before. Like, before today, like literally before we came on for the pod, I heard this song and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So,
There was so many 80s one-hit wonders back in the day. Like for example, another one that's like 80 one-hit wonder is A-ha with that Take on Me.
oh yes, yep. Yep.
Like yeah, there was so many that were like one-hit wonders of that decade. Like there was that one, there was that Oh Mickey, you're so fine. Like the Mickey song, that one was a one-hit wonder of the 80s. So
Only
there's a
You,
lot.
Only You by Kazoo, I think it was. All I wanted was the love you had. All I needed was something, and now all I need is you. Only you. You know that song?
I'd have to actually hear it. I'd have to actually hear it with the music to know
Yeah,
it.
not my
Yeah.
shitty karaoke.
Like I mean
Yeah.
it sounds familiar, but I would need to actually hear the song or a clip of it or something eventually.
Yeah.
Like I'll have to check it out for sure.
So this is episode 5, and we made the joke off air that this is only two less than the 90s nostalgia pod, and we were talking about how we'd go for 15 years, but after my crappy karaoke just now, I'm pretty sure this might be it. So, yeah.
Nah, it's all good. I've heard worse.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay,
It's all good.
so aside from music, one thing we both love is movies. Like, we absolutely adore the movies. We're tossing this around earlier of, I mean, on previous episodes, I've been trying to convince SJ to watch movies with me and then review them. So one idea that we had for sh that I had for a show was E and SJ go to the movies. But now I'm thinking like Frigid A at the theater might be a good one. SJ, what do you think?
You know what? You cut off there. Can you repeat it? Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. So for movies, do you think that we should do like Frigid A goes to the movies, or Frigid A goes to the theater, or E and SJ go to the movies? What do you think?
Yeah, we can do Frigid A Goes to the Movies for like bonus episodes.
Oh, I'm down. I am down for
Yeah, that'd
sure.
be fine.
Some
Yeah,
bonus stuff.
totally.
That'd be great. So going into
Yeah,
movies,
definitely.
yeah, going into movies. What was your genre? What's your genre of choice? So it's horror, absolute horror, right?
Yes, horror movies was my jam back in the 80s. Like I said, I've watched like pretty much all the movies from the 80s, like Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, like They Live. Like there was so many good horror movies back in the day.
What was a bigger faux pas for you? Me thinking that George Michael started New Kids on the Block, or that I thought Jamie Lee Curtis was in Friday the 13th. What was the bigger faux pas?
That the whole Jamie Lee Curtis thing, I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, dude, it all wrong. Gotta give you some horror movie lessons here, man.
Honestly, bonus content. We watch horror movies. That's what we gotta do. Yeah.
But no, horror movies were more my jam. Like I said, there was like also Evil Dead was great too. Another one that you don't really hear a lot about. Is Toxic Avenger. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that one before, but he also used to have a cartoon. But yeah, it was the Toxic Avenger. Like I know for sure that that movie definitely wouldn't make it this time of year because There was so much like hardcore bullying on that one. Like, it was unbelievable. Some of the movies back then were just like had no boundaries.
Apparently, there was a remake of The Toxic Avenger in 2023.
Yeah, I don't really care for remakes.
Yeah. Fair.
Like, I mean, I'm okay. Like, I like the effort, but I don't care. Just leave the originals alone.
The hell, Elijah Wood and Peter Dinklage were in that, were in the remake.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that one yet.
I
Like,
like
'cause like I
both
said,
those
I yeah.
actors too, so I'm like.
Actually, Dinklage, he's actually going to be doing a new Leprechaun movie.
Oh man, I would
He's
watch
going to be
that.
play the Leprechaun. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Actually, I'm looking at his photo now and my beard currently that no one can see because this is a audio only podcast, but we kind of have the same beard. Although I'm 5'9" and he's like 4'11", so what do
Oh man. But so for the movies, like what movie genres did you follow? And I know you were pretty young, but what movie genres did you follow in the 80s?
know? So present day, because I'm a big 80s guy, like I love all that stuff. Like the 80s corny action films, I love, like anything Chuck Norris, like Missing in Action and things like that. Or Roadhouse is my big one. Like I love Roadhouse, the original. I'm so sad that the, like you said, sometimes remakes are not good. And I've seen the previews for this new Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal, and I'm no interest. Just
Yeah.
like it's not gonna happen. Batman, like Michael Keaton era Batman, is iconic, and like that's the guy for me, you know, like of the Batman. I'm like,
Oh
that's
yeah,
my.
Batman. Yeah. He I can't see anyone else being Batman. Like, it's always gonna be Michael Keaton for me.
Yeah, I mean Christian Bale did a good job for that, but yeah, like no, like he maybe came the closest. There's no way you'd put Ben Affleck in that conversation of like your top Batmans. I just don't believe it. If
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then you were mentioning that you like Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze was pretty big in the 80s.
yeah,
He was
he
in a
was,
lot of movies.
yeah, like Ghost and
Dirty
Dirty
Dancing.
Dancing, a lot of good stuff there.
Roadhouse. Yeah.
Swayze. I think randomly he was on a TV show that I watched. I forget the name of it now.
Oh, nice.
He was on a movie called Tu Wong Fu. What the hell?
Ah, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. I love that movie. That's a
Yeah.
movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
So good.
He was in, okay, so Dirty Dancing, Roadhouse, Ghost, Point Break. Point Break is like, that's up there for one of my favorite movies, I would say. But yeah, and then
Yeah.
like The Outsiders is just such a good movie as well.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah, for sure.
And Next of Kin, where he plays the cowboy.
Yeah.
With like Liam Neeson as his brother. Like, what the hell?
Liam Neeson's pretty
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. I always make that joke for Taken, where Taken 1, they took his daughter. Taken 2, they took his wife. Taken 3, they took his fucking dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good
Yeah,
stuff.
for sure, but yeah.
I think, was Bill and Ted in the 80s or was that 90s?
I think that was early nine, but I think the first one might have been in the early, late 80s. Pretty sure, but I think it's the I'm pretty sure it's the 90s.
1989 was the first one, you're right. And
Yeah,
then
I
the.
knew it was kind of late in the yeah, I knew it was kind of late in there. Then 91 was Bogus Journey.
Right. Good
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, those are oh, those are another one that's my like you know what? Anything with time travel, I just fucking love.
Oh, I'm the same way. So we opened this by saying that we both loved the Back to the Future films and now that's Bill and Ted. Which
Yeah.
one's your favorite of the Back to the Futures?
I like the one when they go, like, I think it's on the first one. Isn't it the first one where he goes back to try and get his parents back together?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah, I think I like the first one. Second one was okay. The third was okay, but I think I like the very first one actually.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I love that one. I literally would love to get like a DeLorean and just drive it around.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
It would be really cool.
Just switching topics to sports. You mentioned before that sports wasn't really your jam back then as a kid growing up, but
Yeah, not really. But I mean, if you want to tell me about some of it, you can go right ahead.
sure, absolutely. So, one thing I wanted to mention for sure, because we talked about it last week, how Mike Tyson is fighting one of the Paul brothers.
Oh,
So
God, yes.
apparently in 1988, which is the year that I was born, Mike Tyson was he recorded the fastest knockout of all times when he knocked out a guy named Spinks for the world heavyweight title. It was 91 seconds. He beat him in 91 seconds of like the first half of a
Wow.
3-minute round. I'm like, holy smokes. And like Duran versus Roberto Duran versus Sugar Ray Leonard was another big fight back then. So this fight's famous. They fought multiple times. There's a whole golden era of like middleweight boxing with Duran, Leonard. I gotta look it up. The Four Kings of Boxing. Yeah, Four Kings. Sorry. So, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. So, all these four guys was like, if you could go like back and forth between four guys, just rotating who was winning like all the boxing, it would be these four guys. Like they're probably the four best boxers of all time, excluding Muhammad Ali. So, when Sugar Ray Leonard fought Roberto Duran, the way Duran burst onto the scene is Duran got Sugar Ray to shout out, "No mas, no mas," or "No more, no more." Like he quit during the fight, and like Sugar Ray Leonard was such a legend that it was like, wow, this guy actually did that. Like I have no idea. I had no idea. So it's great. It's great that way. One thing I'm surprised. I know you said sports wasn't your jam back then, but I'm sure this is one thing that you've definitely heard of. Gretzky getting traded from Edmonton to LA.
Yes, I vaguely remember that.
So they called that like the day Canada cried because present day we know like Crosby and McDavid and MacKinnon and all these guys in the current generation, but like Gretzky growing up for people at parents' ages basically was like the guy back then. And so during the 80s, the New York Islanders started off the 80s and late 70s, early 80s with four straight Stanley Cup wins, like absolute dynasty. Then the Oilers went on and won like five or six in that era. And
Oh my God, sorry.
oh no, that was perfect. That was perfect. That's how I feel about the Oilers too. Yeah, we lost SJ. Her face turned so red. What do you think of Gretzky? Moving on. So Gretzky gets traded to LA, and I mean the Oilers were so stacked at that point that like to a degree it didn't really matter because I think they still end up winning a Stanley Cup or two. Long story short, he gets traded to LA, and 40 years, like 35 years later, they still look back at that trade in Edmonton and they're like, what the hell were we doing? Because like the compensation that they got for him was not comparable. I mean, the guy was getting 215 to sometimes 250 points a season, and they traded him for like four guys who couldn't crack 100 points. So it's like, what are you doing?
Wow.
Yeah, it's
Speaking of
crazy.
that Tyson fight you were telling me about, there's, you said that fight was 90 seconds.
Yeah.
The one with the Paul would probably be like 1 second.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as he connects with one of those punches, it's over. Like
Yeah,
there's
exactly. That's why I'm like, I fuck this guy.
There's no way. That like I think I was saying to you, I'm saying to whoever listens that if Tyson loses that fight, it's for sure rigged.
Yep.
Because he's training now and he still looks cut. Like he could go, which is crazy. Like
Yeah.
between his in-ring action and all his like outside legal trauma, there's no way that he could lose that.
Yeah.
He's even been in wrestling recently. I remember he like there was a thing where his entourage was fighting against the Inner Circle on one episode of AEW a couple years ago, and he like legit hit, I think it was Sean Spears or Jake Hager, one of those guys, and he like put that guy on the ground. he was, apparently the story came out afterwards on Twitter that they were like, he wasn't supposed to hit him at all because it's wrestling and it's like choreographed, but he actually connected and hit the guy in the ribs, and he was like down for like 20 minutes after that.
Jeez.
So I can't even imagine this guy Paul being like, yeah, I can take one of these hits. Like there's no way.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
But as we wind down here, it's a quick episode today just because of some technical issues. So as we wind down here, what's your going out catchphrase be? F Zoom or stay frigid, or what do you think?
I think you like stay frigid or whatever.
Yeah,
Fine.
stay frigid. Stay frigid. And thank you so much for joining us. As always, you can find SJ at Carnival of Chaos on Twitter, because I refuse to call it X. And you can find me at Nattering with E on Instagram and E underscore Freeds on Twitter. Thank you as always for listening, and we will see you soon. Peace.
Yeah.